With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. While the government shutdown drags on, long lines at food banks highlight the growing necessity for food assistance.
Food banks around the country are seeing increased demand as people look to replace federal food benefits that were cut off. Joseph Rettler volunteers at a church food pantry in the Bronx.
It's real bad now. It's so much people, it goes all the way around the block.
The Department of Agriculture, which manages SNAP, planned to withhold payments starting Saturday until two federal judges ordered them to use contingency funds to cover the program. It's unclear when the beneficiary cards will be reloaded. I'm Jennifer King.
At the World of Life Christian Fellowship International Pantry, many bundled up, pushing collapsible shopping carts as they waited in line. The Trump administration has announced more restrictions on members of the news media. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Reporters with White House press credentials will no longer be able to access an area of the West Wing known as Upper Press without an appointment. It's long been an area where reporters would gather to talk with the press secretary and communications staff. A White House memo cited concerns about protecting sensitive material. Earlier this month, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and left the Pentagon rather than agree to restrictions on their work there imposed by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British police say one of two men arrested over a stabbing attack on a train has been released without charge. The only remaining suspect is a 32-year-old British man who remains in custody on suspicion of attempted murder after the attack that left 11 people hospitalized. One victim remains in critical condition, a member of train staff whom police say saved lives with his heroic action. This is SRN News. The U.S. rejoins the Geneva Consensus.
It's a coalition of nations that have signed a declaration stating that there is no international right to abortion. President Trump signed on to the declaration at the end of his first term in office back in 2020. But President Biden reversed that commitment shortly after he came to the White House, leaving some 30 other countries to go it alone. Now Mr. Trump has restored the U.S. membership in the Geneva Consensus, joining such nations as Hungary and Egypt. Michael Harrington reporting.
Climate change is apparently a factor in America's falling birth rate. Younger generations are increasingly citing climate change as making them reluctant to have children, according to several studies. They're worried about bringing children into a world which they have been told will feature increasing and more intense extreme weather events. But many researchers are pointing to the dangers of the declining birth rate in the U.S. This is SRN News. Israel says the latest remains returned from Gaza are not bodies of hostages. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Israel says the remains of the three people Hamas handed over to the Red Cross do not belong to any hostages. It's the latest setback to the U.S.-brokered ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Health officials in Gaza have struggled to identify bodies without access to DNA kits. Since the ceasefire took effect on October 10th, Palestinian militants have released the remains of 17 hostages. 11 remain in Gaza. Israel has urged faster progress. Hamas has said Gaza's devastation complicates the work. I'm Julie Walker.
More remains of hostages were found today, according to Israel. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.